It was huge, and I think everyone on the team played a huge part in it. I mean, so many girls had hits off of her, and that's not, I mean, you don't see her give up five runs, and she's an amazing pitcher. She is incredible, and credit to her because she threw great, but we were just so pumped up.
So here's what Coach kind of, what I got from him last night, because the story in that game is we have a tremendous offense, that if it gets rolling, it can, as we saw in the first two innings last night, I think it can hit almost anybody in the state. But we also know, because she had 13 strikeouts, if Hewitt gets it rolling, she can strike out a lot of girls. So that was the storyline, and I told Coach, I said, I'm coming into that game going, nobody's talking about Ainsley Tolson, whose numbers, if you look at Ainsley's numbers compared to Brooke, it's right there. Yeah. And I said, and Ainsley just so soft-spoken, I said, I bet you she loves being in that position, and nobody's talking about her, no pressure on her shoulders. Did you get that sense from her last night?
She's always one of the leaders that, you know, she's the first one on the field that's like, come on, guys, like, we have to have a great game. Never talks about herself, doesn't, very humble. She's just such a humble player, and I think that's everything, and that's why she's so successful.
Okay, let's go over here to Sid, who's on my left. She's excited. She just rolled her eyes at me 2 years ago, and it was a different sport, and I think of a different feel to the ball game. You beat Kansas City Southeast.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about that experience as you get ready for Saturday and how cool that Saturday was?
Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. I hope that we'll be successful this Saturday. They're two different sports, so obviously it's going to feel a little bit different, but I'm hoping for the same outcome so that we can celebrate together because it was a good time.